The remainder of the day passed happily for the horde, as they fed, played and napped among the tents that had been set up on the stream banks. Late night found the fires burned to embers. A soft breeze moved the tent flaps and rippled the stream as the horde slept deeply, tired out after their forced march from the flatlands. Even the sentries slept. That was when Crackalat the Crow made his move. Scarback and Marble were sleeping in the open outside the warlord's tent. It was their job to guard him. But the two assassins were as tired as any. They did not feel the thin twine made from animal sinews until it began tightening upon their necks, and by then it was too late. Four crows dug their talons into the earth as they strained and pulled in opposite directions on the strangling loops. Meanwhile, Crackalat stirred the embers of a fire at the edge of the camp into leaping flames. Silently, Crackalat's wife, Bonebeak, dipped her wing in signal to the army of waiting crows, and the crow brethren went to work. Each of them winged silently over the fire, carrying in their talons a long string. At the end of each string dangled a mass of dried moss and grasses, dripping with pine resin. As the crow brethren passed over the flames, the fireballs ignited, speeding like dark phantoms. They flew upward, dropping their blazing burdens onto the tents of Swart's horde. As soon as this was done, they circled high out of range of the flames, waiting. Three ferrets dashed screaming from a burning tent. Crackalat and his crows dived and slew them as they tried to escape the flames. Now others could be seen against the patches of firelight that had sprung up, illuminating the landscape below. The crow brethren took no prisoners. The vengeance of Crackalat was swift and unmerciful. Swart hurtled from his tent, ignoring his coughing, choking wife who staggered behind him. He grabbed the vixen as she dashed past, yelling,
"What in the name of blood and fur is going on? Who set all these tents alight?"
Nightshade pointed at four dark shapes attacking a squealing rat in the firelight.
"Crows! They're all over the place!
A crow fastened its talons in the vixen's back. Swart clubbed it flat with his mailed paw. Drawing his sword, he roared,
"The stream! Every beast into the water! Archers and sling beasts, rally to me!"
The warlord stood in the shallows, flaying about himself with the flat of his sword blade as he rallied his troops.
"Fire arrows and rocks! There, you dummies, there! Can't you see them in the firelight when they fly down? There ain't so many of them! Come on, move yourselves! Shoot!"
A withering hail of stones and arrows whizzed into the night sky, followed by another and yet another. Crackalat saw the destruction the missiles wreaked on his brethren and wheeled upward out of range, cawing,
"Crackaw! Follow me! We will show them the brethren have no fear! Higher, my warriors, higher!"
Nightshade found Swart and pointed upward.
"Lord, they're out of range, but they're going to dive down upon us."
The warlord acted quickly, passing word to his captains.
"Spears and pikes! Hold them low till I give the signal."
Swart's quick thinking ended the encounter. Crackalat sent his crows zooming down like thunderbolts, and unable to stop themselves in time, the last thing most of them heard was Swart yelling,
"Spears and pikes up!"
The crow brethren's ranks were so drastically thinned by this sudden action that they were forced to take flight.